This is Viewing News. I'm Thursday in the Strip. Hours after Israeli air defenses intercept a rocket fired from Gaza. Israel's military says the airstrikes targeted a rocket production facility used by the militant group Hamas. There were no reports of casualties. Following Wednesday's rocket intercept, Israel's national security minister tweeted that he would go forward with plans to toughen conditions for Palestinian prisoners. The rocket attack and airstrikes come amid an increase in violence that included a Palestinian gunman killing seven people near a synagogue in East Jerusalem, and Israeli forces killing 10 Palestinians during a raid in a West Bank refugee camp last week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged calm between the two sides as he visited the region earlier this week. Two officials briefed on the matter told Reuters a U.S. package of military aid to Ukraine worth $2.2 billion is expected to include longer-range rockets for the first time. More from VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent, Cindy Sain.
Which would basically mean that every inch of Russian-occupied territory in Ukraine, apart from Crimea, then soon be in the range of Ukrainian fire. And this would likely force Russia to reposition and to shift some of its ammunition and fuel storage sites all the way back to Russia.
That was VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent, Cindy Sain. The FBI has searched U.S. President Joe Biden's home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, as part of its investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents. Biden's attorney says that agents did not find any classified documents during the search on Wednesday. This is VOA News. Hunter Biden is seeking a federal